Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you.
And with your spirit.
This third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, a Sunday we're invited to rejoice, and I get to wear pink, so it's a perfect Sunday. What can I tell you? We're going to be blessed today to hear the word of God, to celebrate God's presence in our midst in the sacrament, and to realize what a blessing we have as people who know that God is with us, Emmanuel. So let's place ourselves now in an attitude of openness and ask that we can receive the gift which God alone can give, the gifts of grace and mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christi eleison, Christi eleison,
God, have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Then let us pray. Let us pray that the season of Advent will be a time of joy in the midst of a difficult world. Let us pray that each one of us will find in the word of Jesus strength and encouragement. And let us pray that the Holy Spirit of God will give us the gifts we need on our pilgrim journey. Oh God, see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity. Enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord, in my God, is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all nations. The word of the Lord.
With all my heart I raise my voice to proclaim your greatness, O God. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. In your love you have done great things for me. With all my heart I raise my voice to proclaim your greatness, O God. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. In your love you have done great things for me. You have looked with favor on your lowly servant, and holy is your name. From this day on, all will call me blessed in every age to come. With all my heart I raise my voice to proclaim your greatness, O God. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. In your love you have done great things for me. You have shown the strength of your saving arm. You have scattered the blood and the proud.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He sent me to bring the news to the poor. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all may be believed through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you a prophet?" He said, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said, some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, 'Then why do you baptize if you're not Christ, Elijah, or a prophet?' John answered them, 'I baptize with water. The one among you to whom you—'"
There is a TV show which has as its theme song, "Who Are You?" Sung, of course, by The Who. Of course, the way they figure out who you are is they look at your dead body, but that's, I guess we don't want to go there, so. But this idea of knowing who you are is an important one. I think we all need to know who we are. And if we did 20 questions, went around and asked you who you are 20 times, you'd come up with a good description. 20 questions, who are you? Well, I'm a son, a brother, an uncle, a friend, a aging male. I'm a missionary servant. I'm a pastor, a preacher, a theologian, a Bible reader. I'm someone who likes to take walks. I'm sort of a cook. I'm someone who likes the Baltimore Orioles. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm a Chicagoan. I'm a person who prays, somebody who is forgiven, someone who's an inveterate reader. I'm a human being. I'm a child of God. 20 things that I am. And those are nice descriptors, but they don't really get at the essence of a person. When you have these external things, when you name these external things, and getting at who you really are requires that we go a little deeper. And that's what John the Baptist does today. You know, when he's pushed about who he is, he says, "Oh, well, I know who I am. I'm the voice. I'm the voice." The voice who brings to the weary a word that will help them. I'm the one who testifies to the light. I'm the one who is a herald of good news. I'm the one who points out to you the one who is already in your midst. I'm the one who announces the coming of the Lord, so we better make straight the paths and lower the mountains and fill in the valleys, make rough ways smooth. John the Baptist knew who he was because he knew his mission from God. And that really is our story. If we want to know who we are, we have to know that we come from God and we're going to God. So it's not just a question of who we are, it's also whose we are. Now, in this first chapter of St. John's Gospel, though, when John the Baptist is confronted by the scribes and Pharisees about his identity, J.B. answers, that's what his friends called him J.B. J.B. answers, not with saying who he is, but saying who he isn't. I'm not the Christ, I'm not Elijah, I'm not the prophet. And that's helpful, too, to know who you're not. And we can do that amongst ourselves as well. We can say, well, who are you not? Well, we are not God. Of course, if we were God, we'd do something about this pandemic, right? We would fix it up, it would all go away, and things would return to normal. But we're not God. God is God. And so we have to trust that in the plan and the vision of God, you know, the God who figured out how to spin galaxies and has made more than 10,000 different species of beetles, he probably can figure out how to run the world. And we have to trust in that. So we're not God and we're not the Messiah. Now, Jesus is the Messiah. You know, we're tempted so often in our lives, or I'm tempted anyway, when somebody, my family, a friend is having trouble, I'm going to ride in on my white horse and go in and fix it, right? But I don't fix it. The Messiah fixes it, and I'm not the Messiah. So all I can do is to say, I'm with you, I care what you're going through, I'm going to accompany you as you go through the valley of darkness. So we're not God, we're not the Messiah, and we're not the Supreme Court either. You know, the Supreme Court, which judges what's right and wrong, what's good and bad, what's worthy and unworthy. You know, we have this temptation to judge because we don't like the way reality is going, and so we want to divide it up. You know, this is the good part and this is the bad part, and of course we're going to criticize the bad part. But we're not the judge. Jesus is the judge. And we have to learn to trust in his judgments. And that applies to ourselves as well. You know, because we can judge ourselves. You know, you go to confession, you're pronounced that you've been forgiven, but we still beat ourselves up. We still don't accept how God is extending compassion and mercy toward us, who we're not. So we know who we are and we know who we're not. Well, do we know what we're supposed to do? What are we called to act? And I think St. Paul tells us in the epistle today. He says what we have to do as people of God is rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in every circumstance give thanks. So three always. Rejoice always, pray always, give thanks always. That's what we have to do. Okay, rejoice always. Now, we're good at rejoicing when things go well. You know, when the Bears win, when somebody actually cares about health care on the South Side, when the price of food goes down. But unfortunately, those things don't happen all that often, especially about the Bears, but we won't go there either. And yet, we are still called to rejoice. Rejoice always. Not just rejoice in the good times, when things are going well. Rejoice always, St. Paul says. So we have this admonition from the apostle, from the Bible, to be people who are filled with joy, whether it's rainy or sunny, whether the tank is empty or full, whether we are winning the lottery or throwing our money away. Rejoice always. And the reason we're supposed to rejoice is because we know who we are. We are the children of God. And we know we're not. We're not the ones who are responsible for our own happiness. God is. And once we realize that, our hearts can be filled with joy. So we rejoice always and we pray always. Pray without ceasing, says the apostle. And that serves as a reminder that prayer is not a hobby. You know, it's not something we do when we have the time. Prayer is a lifestyle. It's an attitude. It's the way that we approach the world. People of prayer are those who realize that we're always connected to God. And prayer is just waking us up to how close God is to us. And we pray always once we understand that our whole life long, all we're doing is going from one piece of holy ground to another. So we rejoice always, we pray always, and we give thanks always. We give thanks always. We give, sometimes we have to realize we're not going to eat steak, but we give thanks for the beans. We often have to go through experiences of loss. But we can give thanks for the times that we were together. We are a people that would like to go to a concert, but we can give thanks for the song of the bird. Rejoice always, pray always, give thanks always, and do so because we know who we are, the children of God, and we know whose we are, and we know that because of who we are and whose we are, all will be well. All manner of things will be well. Amen. So let us join together in confessing our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for salvation, he came down from heaven.
The Holy Spirit
was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and he became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
What a blessing we have in our faith, knowing that God does hear us, that God is close to us. So with joyful hearts, we offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that our words and actions may testify to the light, so that others may realize the goodness of God in what we say and do, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That justice and peace may spring up before all nations, we pray to the Lord. For prophets of our time, who boldly proclaim the truth as they stand up for what is right and good and worthy, we pray to the Lord. For our Jewish brothers and sisters who have begun celebrating Hanukkah, the festival of lights, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, the brokenhearted, captives, and prisoners, that they may know a year of favor from the Lord, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may heed the words of St. Paul and retain what is good and refrain from every kind of evil as we await the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone in before us in faith, especially Peter and Anna Moreno, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our books of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice from our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. May the sacrifice of our worship, O Lord, we pray, be offered to you unceasingly to complete what was begun in sacred mystery and powerfully accomplish for us your saving work. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mary longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in praise. So with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by that same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, when we eat this bread and drink this
as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and the entire people you have gained for your own. And listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you have summoned before you today. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. And there we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you sent to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
For those of you in the church, please be sure to follow the instructions of your ushers as they guide you to communion.
prepare for our God. Rejoice in the Lord, for hope has been born in hearts where our God finds a home. Find us ready, Lord, not standing still. Find us working and loving and doing.
Let us pray. We implore your mercy, Lord, that this divine sustenance may cleanse us of our faults and prepare us for the coming feast. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The coming feasts are coming. That's what they do. If you're going to be here for Christmas Eve, which will be at 6:30, or Christmas Day, which is at 9:30, please go to the sign-up genius and register your name so we'll be able to have you accommodated. And just a reminder, every Tuesday during Advent, we have our lighting of the Advent wreath from one of the families in the parish. And so 6:30, it's a nice little ceremony. It takes just a couple minutes, and it's a nice experience. Tuesday at 6:30. The Lord be with you. God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Make straight in the desert, oh, highway for our God.